Good morning, Front Range Systems. It's Alicia. May I help you?
Hey, Alicia. This is Sam over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, good. I just did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we have your file over here. It's in underwriting. We're working on getting you guys an approval. I just wanted to go over a couple things with you to make sure we're on the same page. We have an idea of what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
According to the notes that I'm seeing here, you guys just purchased a building that you're opening a school up?
No. We purchased it last year. Matter of fact, we've had it almost for about a year now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've had it for about a year.
All right. And so how much were you guys looking for?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it was closer to half, that $500,000. But I really need you to talk to the owner, Ray, so you can get more. I manage office and I manage the finances and I send out reports and do all kinds of stuff. I'm going to put the phone down. I'm going to go check on him, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, sure.
Okay? He really wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hold on. Thank you, Sam. He's on a call with a customer, but Ray says between 300 and 400.
300 and 400. Okay. All right. Now. Okay. Give me one second here. Okay. And do you know specifically what that was going to be used for?
Well, what we've done. Well, part of it's going to be used to finish off their school side. Okay. But we just picked up a contract for $1 million a year with a company called Beaumont Hospitals.
Okay.
And in the next couple of months, I have to add a bunch of people, but they're 60 days out on the payment. So I got to be able to cover the payroll for 60 days before I get money rolling in.
Okay.
To pay for that. So that's what he's mainly looking to do.
I see. Okay. All right. So are you estimating that total cost of the payroll to be between 300 and 400, or is that just kind of an aggregate with the payroll included?
The payroll is going to escalate because they're looking, initially I've got one contractor and the owner going on the contract, but within the next 60 days, they want us to build out a SOC for them, to watch their systems. So, my payroll is going to escalate.
Sure. Now, did you have an idea of how soon you guys wanted to bring the funds on? Were we working on a specific timeline that you needed it by?
Well, he was hoping, in the next week or so.
Oh, okay.
That I need to get that school, the rest of that finished, and get the pay for the rest of the stuff for there and get that up and running so I can start taking in students.
Okay. All right, we can work with that time frame. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. Now, I don't have an approval yet. I'm looking. This is kind of an initial look at the file. I do think that we are going to be able to get you guys something close to what you're looking for. There are a couple of issues with it. There looks like looking at the bank statements, they're somewhat volatile. It looks like some months you have kind of a larger cash flow, other months it's a little lower. Is there a specific reason for that?
Well, what happens is that, remember, we're 60 days out on our customer. Okay?
Sure.
So our other customer that we've had for years, they actually stop working in December. Not that my people really stop working, but they don't put as many hours in December as I would normally do, so it dips 60 or so days later.
Okay.
Yeah, and usually my stuff usually dips once a year, but unfortunately this customer had changeover in PMs, and they just, and the PM that was on this one project, I had like a $35,000 invoice that didn't get paid till this week, because he told the other PM, oh, it's all taken care of, everything's fine. Well, little did they know that he didn't approve this thing, and it sat there. And when I said, yo, people, where's my money?
Yeah.
They go, oh, So we just got that paid this week, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a dip in July, you know, or August. It's just
sure. It's usually closer to maybe the
beginning
makes sense.
Of the year, yeah.
Okay.
And we also had, like, this past, like, from December 1st through May, the owner of the company, you know, I don't know if you know about contracting, but, you know, they have to tell the government, why is this person a contractor, not an employee? Are you, you know.
Oh, sure, sure.
They had to put him off the contract for 6 months, and he's back on the contract now, and everything's, you know, going along better because he's been billing since the 1st of June. So, of course, that's going to go up for us. So we took a small dip in the last 6 months because of that, and that won't happen again for 5 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, so, you know, with that, that I have a pretty good understanding of where you are, and that explains kind of like the up and down that I've seen.
Yeah.
It seems like we should have, you know, that normal dip early in the year and be a little more consistent.
Yeah.
You were waiting on a payment that you did just recently get paid for.
Yeah.
So that makes up for that most recent dip. Now,
what
I would like to do, because I want to be able to get you guys approved for the largest amount possible. Right now, looking at it, with the way that it stands, kind of comparing it to other similar files, I would see you guys getting approved probably for anywhere between $100,000 and $150,000 just based on what I see now. But a lot of that is due to the volatility on the bank accounts. If I'm able to mitigate that a little, I might be able to get you guys probably a stronger option. So what I can do is if you could send me a month-to-date bank statement from August, since you guys did receive that payment, it will make up for that most recent dip and kind of smooth things out as far as the volatility goes on the bank accounts.
Sure, sure. Can I, like, have your email?
Yeah, absolutely. So my email address is samw, so S-A-M-W, at bankofcardiff.com.
Oh, just like Hashim's. Okay.
Yes, yes. But if you could just send me the month-to-date bank statement for August, and I can go ahead and plug that in so we can kind of, you know, get a little more consistency in those accounts, and I'll shoot to get probably the maximum approval. Now, I know you guys want to get this probably, maybe, you know, looking at the file, if I get the statement today, I can plug it in, and I will probably be able to get you guys some initial feedback on Monday, and we can go over a couple different options as far as terms that we're looking for. Did you guys have a specific idea of what kind of term you were looking for?
I don't know that, but Ray will.
Okay.
That's why I really need you to talk to him, but he's, like I said,
sure.
With the customer. And I don't know if Hashim told you, we are an IT consulting company. Okay.
So okay.
Ray actually works part of these contracts, and we do have other people working them. So, you know, that's why he's constantly on and off the phone with the customer.
Sure, no problem. I understand it. Yeah, I work with a lot of business owners that are hands on, and I'll have to interrupt the work to get a word or two. So it's something I'm used to. But yeah, it looks like, you know, if you send me the August month-to-date statements, I can at least get the strongest approval, and then we can kind of work out some terms, because I know if you guys have, like, you know, if you're 60 days out, you know the payment's going to be in, at least for payroll. You don't necessarily want a really long term where you're going to be paying more interest. What I can do is match you up to something that reflects, you know, your cycle. So if we can match you up on a term that's going to minimize your cost, a lot of times it makes more sense that way.
Right. So, what I can do is download activity for the entire month.
Yes.
And it'll show you that $35,487 that went in on the 24th.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so for that month-to-date statement, I mean, I know they come in a lot of different shapes and formats depending on who you bank with. Usually all I need is something that shows the all the transactions for the month and just ensure that it has the bank, the name of the bank on there for me to be visible. Some of them are just given in spreadsheet forms, and that just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, nope. I can print up, it'll do a screen print
sure.
off of, and it'll show you the logo of the bank and stuff like that on it. Because if I download the transactions, it won't give you that because it goes into Excel.
Exactly that, yeah.
It doesn't give me the option of downloading a PDF or anything else, you know.
Yeah, so usually the screenshot, as long as you make sure that you include, there aren't missing sections, so it's all just one consistent piece, and that'll work.
Okay, let me get this out to you. I will get this printed up and scanned in and sent over to you.
Okay, perfect. And if you guys have any other questions, you can actually reach out and contact me directly.
Okay.
I know you have my number and you have my email address. Either one of those work, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alicia.
Bye-bye.